So let us pray real quick. Dear God, we just want to thank you for your word and just build us up with your word, Lord God. Tear whatever needs to be teared down, Lord God. Knock whatever needs to be knocked down and build whatever needs to be built up, Lord God. Within our lives, within ourselves, Lord God. And everything, we just want to open up everything to you, Lord God. Our minds, our bodies, our souls, Lord God, that we may receive your message. That it is you that speaks to our heart, Lord God. And not just flesh and blood, but it is your spirit, Lord God, that comes upon us and makes us understand your message. So we want to thank you and honor you and praise you. Amen. So we're going to go to 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4. And we're going to talk about David and Goliath. So I'll let you guys get there. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4. David and Goliath, that's what we're going to talk about. But we're going to talk about giant killer. Tell your neighbor, there's a giant killer in here. And they don't even know that they're a giant killer. But they're about to find out. Amen. You guys there? First Samuel chapter 7, chapter 17, verse 4. A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. His height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scale armor of bronze weighing 5,000 shekels. On his legs, he wore bronze greaves and a bronze javelin was slung on his back. His spear shaft was like a weaver's rod, and its iron point weighed 600 shekels. His shield bearer went ahead of him. Let me stop real quick. So it's saying here, Goliath was 6 cubits and a span. Probably wondering, what is 6 cubits and a span? It is 9 feet 9 inches tall. So he was just barely a little bit taller than me. Right? That's how tall he was. 9 feet 9 inches tall. Okay? And then it says his armor weighed 5,000 shekels. 5,000 shekels. That is 125 pounds. That's how much his armor weighed. His spearhead weighed 600 shekels. That's 15 pounds. So just the tip of the spear was 15 pounds. The tip of that spear was only 15 pounds just by itself. 125 pounds of armor. He was 9 feet 9 inches tall. So it is describing here how big, how muscular, however you want to say, it's describing how big he is. And that's why it's got all these specific things, you know, 6 cubits and a span. So that's, if anybody asks me, that's how tall I am. Six cubits and a span. That's what I'm going to be start to say now. How tall are you? I'm 6 cubits and a span. Anyways, we read on. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? I am not a Philistine, and are you not the servants of, am I not a Philistine, and are you not the servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "This day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other." On hearing the Philistine's words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. Let's stop again. So Goliath is out there and he's shouting at the Israelites, telling them, just choose one man, we'll fight man to man, and whoever wins gets it all, right? That'd be kind of nice if we were still doing that instead of everybody going up against everybody, right? Maybe the presidents would go up against each other. That'd be better. I don't know. That's something. So, but it says right here, the Israelites were afraid. Now, it is interesting because they were God's chosen people. Now, through all history, before that, God had done great things for them, but yet they were terrified of this man, this giant. Why? Why were they afraid of this giant? They had lost the faith. They had no faith. They couldn't see the situation in the spirit. All they could do was see it by sight. All they were seeing was this big giant. They couldn't see what God was trying to do. They were seeing it in the moment. In that moment. What your eyes can see. They were looking at this, and he was huge. He was strong. He was powerful. He was a champion. He had killed many other people. And so that's all they could see. They couldn't see anything in the spirit. They were walking by sight. So let's read on real quick. Verse 12. Now David was the son of Ephrathite named Jesse, who was from Bethlehem in Judea. Jesse had 8 sons, and in Saul's time, he was very old. Jesse's 3 oldest sons had followed Saul to the war. The firstborn was Eliab, the second Abinadab, and the third Shammah. David was the youngest. The 3 oldest followed Saul. But David went back and forth from Saul to the tent, his father's sheep, to tend his father's sheep at Bethlehem. For 40 days, the Philistine came forward every morning and evening and took the sand. Now Jesse said to David, take the ephah of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread for your brothers and hurry to their camp. Take along these 10 cheeses to the commander of their unit. See how your brothers are, and bring back some assurance from them. They are with Saul and all the men of Israel in the valley of Elah, fighting against the Philistines. So Jesse, the son of David, tells him, take this food, right? It says cheeses, bread. I think they were trying to make a pizza. So he said, take this food so they can go make a pizza to your brothers and bring back report. And so David, early in the morning, David left the flock in the care of the shepherds, loaded up and set out as Jesse had directed. He reached the camp as the army was going out to his battle position, shouting a war cry. Israel and the Philistines were drawing up their lines, facing each other. David left his things with the keeper of supplies, ran to the battle lines, and asked his brothers how they were. As he was walking with them, Goliath the Philistine, champion on from Gath, stepped out from the lines and shouted to his usual defiance, and David heard it. Whenever the Israelites saw the man, they all fled from their great fear. So David comes up and he hears this giant shouting these things, and all the Israelites scared. And it reads on that David heard this and he was upset. He's like, who is this uncircumcised that defiles our God, you know? He was mad. And so he asked around, and everybody was scared. Nobody wanted to fight this giant. They were all terrified of him. And so David says, I'll do it. Okay, you got to understand something. David at this point was... he was like a teenager. He was a boy. He wasn't a man at all. He was a young boy. It said there that he was the youngest of them all, and he was the youngest of all his brothers. So at this moment, David is the youngest. He's a boy, but he's courageous. Okay? So he says, is nobody going to do it? I'll do it. And so what happens is, Saul, they bring him to the king, which is Saul. The king tries to put on his armor on David. His armor was too big. He was a small guy. It didn't fit. So they're trying to prepare him for battle, and they're like, well, you need to have this. You need to have this spear. You need to have this armor. You need to have this, all these things, and he couldn't move in them. It was too big. It wasn't for him. So he said, never mind. I don't want this. I can't do it with this. So he goes out and he grabs a couple pebbles, a couple rocks. So watch this. Verse 34. We're going to skip on ahead. Verse 34. But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off the sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of the Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet in his head. David fastened on the sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. "I cannot go in these," he said to Saul, "because I am not used to them." So he took them off, then took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the streams, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with a sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. So he just has this slingshot. Took 5 rocks, 5 smooth stones, put them in his bag. He has no armor, no nothing, and he's ready to face the biggest giant you've ever seen. So it says, "Meanwhile, the Philistine, with his shield barrier in front of him, kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was little more than a boy, glowing with health and handsome, and he despised him. He said to David, 'Am I a dog that you come with me with sticks?' And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. 'Come here,' he said, 'and I'll give you your flesh to the birds and the wild animals.' David said to the Philistine, 'You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give your carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered there will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves for the battles. It is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands.'" So the giant is saying, "You come at me with sticks, this little boy?" But David saying, "You know what? I am God's. And you will know that it is God who conquers all. You will know that it is God who's watching us." I want you to get this. As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sunk into the forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine sword and drew it off from his sheath. After he killed him, he cut off his head with the sword. When the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they turned and ran. So David faced the giant without fear. He knew what God had done. Now, before that, he said, "I was in the field attending the sheep, and there was a lion, and then another time there was a bear, And both of the times, God put some power within me and I overtook them. Both of the times. So David wasn't afraid because he had faith in God. He trusted God. He knew what God was able to do, okay? This is just a man, but my God owns everything. And so while the giant Goliath was coming at him, David didn't back up. He ran straight forward to him. The Bible says he went straight forward to him. He didn't back down. Now understand this, because I'm going to ask you a very good question. Just a second. I'm going to ask you a very good question. Now, you got to understand this, okay? At one point, the Israel army, when this giant was out there and he was talking all this mess, okay, he came out there, he taunting them. The Israelites said, look at him, he's taunting us. He comes out and he's taunting us. They were complaining. Now, this is very funny because the giant would come out there and they were complaining that he was taunting them. And they were afraid. It's funny because if you really think about it, God had provided everything they needed right there. A simple rock, stone. If they only kept God and his faith, they would have known. They would have known that everything they needed to overtake this giant was right there in front of them. But instead, they were complaining because they saw this giant with their eyes instead of in the spirit of God and what God could do in this situation. They just saw the situation. They didn't see God. I'm going to ask you one question. And I want you to think about this. What is your giant? What is your giant? What is that thing in your life, your problem, your situation, that thing that you see as a giant over your life? That thing that you keep telling God, look what is doing to me. Look at this, God. Look and see what this is going on in my life. Do you not see it? What is your giant? See, the Philistines were just seeing this giant. They saw the problem. They saw this huge problem, this killer of a problem. And they thought they were done for. But it's amazing because it takes the faith of a young, small boy to come through and say, you know what? My God is bigger than this. I'm asking you again, is your God bigger than your problem? Is your God bigger than your giant? Yes, God sees your problem. Yes, he sees your situation. Yes, he sees how it looks. He's watching. But I'm going to tell you, you're seeing it in the flesh. You're seeing your problem bigger right here. But God knows what he wants to do. But understand this. Look, understand this. Now, the Israelites could have stood there all day for years, and they would have never accomplished this. And it wasn't because they weren't great. Okay? God's people are great. God's people are great. But it's how you see your situation that will change the outcome. How do you see your situation? See, all the Israelites were complaining. They saw their situation different. David saw it another way. He saw this big giant of a problem, and he saw, you know what? I see this as an opportunity for for God to show up. Do you see your giant as an opportunity for God to show up? He wants to show up. He wants to show up. Understand that whatever happens in life, God will always provide a way out. God will always provide you with a solution. But as long as we complain and we're sitting here scared, or we run away, or we don't want to face our problem in the face, you will never overcome it. That's the difference. It's not because David was greater than all the other Israelites. It's because he saw it different. He saw it as an opportunity for God's greatness to show up. So he looked at it in the face and he said, "This day you will see what God is capable of doing." I'll give you something. One day, me and my wife, we had lost our I believe it might have been a Sunday, okay? We had lost our debit card. We lost we couldn't find it, and we didn't have no cash or anything. And we didn't have no groceries. We were supposed to go grocery shopping, and we didn't have nothing, okay? We were broke, everything. So my wife started to cry, and she's like, "What are we going to do? You know, the baby needs this. You know, we need this, this, and this, and this, and that." And I said, "Don't worry about it. God will provide." She looked at me kind of like she wanted to slap me, okay? You women know what that look is, all right? You men really know what that look is. You kind of try to avoid that look, right? Try to act like you're not looking that way. And I said, "Honey, just calm down. God will provide." I told her, "Go to Fry's, go to Walmart, and see, maybe they can take our PIN number down and maybe do that, you know?" I go, "But God will provide. Just go." So she goes to Fry's, they said, "No, we need the physical card. We can't just take the number, you know." She goes to Walmart, tries it. The same thing. Now, at that moment at Walmart, this guy comes up to her, and he overhears this. And so he goes, "You know what? God put it in my spirit. I want to buy you groceries." And so he bought us a lot of stuff. I want to say it was over $125 worth of stuff. But the way I looked at it was, "Okay, God, you're my provider." I didn't see this big giant problem. I saw it for a way of God to produce a miracle. The way you see your problems will change it all. Are your problems bigger than God, or is God bigger than your problems? Is he bigger than your giant? I don't care how little your problem is, how big your problem is. God is bigger. Let me tell you something. You are a giant killer. Tell your neighbor, you are a giant killer. I say it to yourself, I am a giant killer. So we must not worry about what it looks like. Just know that God will provide everything you need to become a giant killer. He's got your back. He's saying, "I got your back. I know, I see the situation. I see what it looks like, but I got your back. Do you have faith in me? Do you trust me? Do you listen to me?" Because the Israelites weren't listening to him. They just saw the situation. But all God was saying, "Just pick up that little stone and watch this. Just grab any little stone. I don't care what it is. Just grab that little dirt Throw some dirt at him. I don't care. Right? God can do it. And how funny is that? How funny is that? One little pebble hit him in the forehead, knocked him down. David graphically, okay? David went up there, grabbed his sword. The sword was probably bigger than all him, okay? And cut his head off. And what happened? Everybody, all the Philistines looked at that and they started running. Now, how crazy is that? All the Israelites looked at it. Now, all of a sudden, they got brave, right? They started chasing them. But it's amazing to me. It's amazing because everything that they needed was right there. The little pebble. Most of all, it's your faith. It's your trusting God. God could do it with anything. And I've seen him do it over and over in my life, time and time again. Whether death situations or just like that grocery situation or anything. We got to trust God with everything. Everything of our lives. Money, situation, cars, everything. Your problems, your family, everything. We got to trust him. But listen, it takes an act of your faith to change the consequence. It took a small little act of David's faith to say, God, you got me, right? Father, you got me? We're cool. I'm going to get him. Picked up that little stone and goes at him, right? It takes that. God will always provide you with everything. You just got to trust him, believe him, talk to him. He's got you. Whatever your giant is, God is saying you are a giant killer. Why? Because he made you. Because he created you. He's putting those things in him. In you, in me, in everybody. If you follow God, and if you trust in God, and if you build a relationship with God, God will show you exactly what you need to do. Now, we can second guess it all we want to. We can second guess life. We can second guess this. Now, doesn't matter. Now, when I opened this church, it looked bad. It looked really bad. And I preached all over places, and I've gone to bigger churches, and other churches in Phoenix, they said, they told me, oh, well, if you do this over here, you can do this and you can do that. We got you. We got this. We got everything was prepared for me to do over there. But that was man's plan. So I had to take a leap of faith over here when everything looked impossible over here and everything looked so easy over there. I said, God, I trust you. You have a plan. And so I did it. I had my giant. I faced him forward and said, God, you got this. And he started opening up doors. He started doing it all. Right? He started providing equipment, providing all kinds of stuff. This pulpit right here was provided. I didn't buy it. It's awesome. I love it. I want to put a Disciples Worship Center thing right there. Somebody got some little letters or something. That projector God provided. I said, God, I want a projector. I got you. God's got you. Understand that. Whatever your situation is, God got you. He's got you. You are a giant killer. Understand that. In the Bible, it says that David had the heart for God. It says David was a man of God's own heart. He had the heart for God. He trusted and had faith in God. He knew his God was bigger than anything in this world. Do you know your God is bigger than anything in this world? Anything? He's bigger than anything. He's providing you with all the tools. He has given you what you need. Don't overlook the little things. And understand, whatever your situation looks like, it's just an opportunity for God to do his work. Understand that. Understand that. Now, we talked about in here a couple sermons ago that about what you speak is powerful. What you speak has power. So I'm just going to remind you that. Because what David spoke and what the other Israelites spoke was very different, right? David said, God's going to do it. God's going to deliver them. He spoke it. So whatever your giant is, you can't be saying, well, God, this is bigger. And, oh, you can't be telling everybody, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I don't know how it's ever going to go out. I don't know how this ever is going to end. This is too big. I might just die here. I might just do. God cannot intervene. You got to speak. When situations, you got to tell them, God has this. When everybody looks at your situation, it's like, girl, what is going on? Don't worry about it. God's got this. He's going to do something. He's providing me with everything that I need. Everything that I need to accomplish this. When everybody told me this was impossible, I didn't look at man. When everybody told me, you won't accomplish this. In school, when they told me, he's nothing but a delinquent. When the cops had my name on their thing as a leader and gang and all this and that, and they had me on their list, God had a different plan. Amen? God knew what he was building up within me. God knows what he's building up within you. He's making you to be a giant killer so you can kill your problems, take the head out of your problems, and that way you can show it to everybody and say, look what God has done. Because after David took off his head, he grabbed it. And the Bible says that David kept the head and he kept his sword and all his shield, his armor. He grabbed it back and took it to his tent. He had a trophy, right? Look at what God did. Whenever you come out of your situation, if you believe God, if you trust God, if you speak what God has told you to speak, if you use what God has told you to use, the tools and your situations, you can come out and show the whole world and say, look what God did in my life. Amen? He's making you a giant killer. He's got you. He knows your problems. He sees your problems. Trust him. Believe in him. Know that he's got you. Whatever big the situation might look like, don't look at it with your eyesight. Don't look at it with your flesh. Don't speak on it on its behalf. Don't be afraid of it. Because God is giving you power. He doesn't give you the spirit of fear, but he gives you the spirit of power, of great power, and of a sound mind. So trust him, believe him, know that he's going to give you the power, the equipment, everything to take down your big problem, your giant. Amen? Put a worship song on real quick. I want everybody to stand up, and I want you guys to come to the front, please. Just come up here in the front. We're going to pray together. We're going to believe together. We're going to trust God together. Amen. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. We thank you, Lord God. Begin to talk to him right now. Tell him what you need in your life. Understand that you got to speak to him for him to work in your life. It's a relationship. David was speaking it out loud. He's saying, God, you're going to do this. I know he's going to. And he did. Yes, God. Talk to him right now. He knows your problem. He knows your situation. He's got you. He wants to give you power. He wants to make you strong. He wants to take away all fear so that you may look your problem in the eye. You are a giant killer.